Praise the Lord. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the house of God. And let's open our Bible to the book of Psalms. And here is Psalm 1. Psalms. Psalm 1. Say, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Let's pray. Thank you for your word, O God, that show us clear things, how we to live our life, and how we conduct ourselves in the way that you want us to be. O God, we come before you in the name of Jesus, O Lord, and we ask you to continue to lead us in the way of righteousness, that we will be away, not going to the counsel of the ungodly, not having the stand of the sinner, and not have fellowship or sit in the seat of scornful and the mockers. O God, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. And I pray that you delight in the law of yours and we meditate on it day and night, that we may do all what is written in your word, O God, after we meditate and understand. Thank you, God, for all your blessing. Let us come before the Lord in the name of Jesus. Let us give him thanks for all that he gave to us. We give you thanks for the cross of Jesus who died for our sins, to give us eternal life, and who rose from the dead, the first fruit among the dead. O God, thank you for the hope that we have in the resurrection of the dead, that we will spend eternity with you. Thank you because you are preparing for us rooms in the Father's house, that you will come and take us and place us there. Help us, O God, to understand these things and give you thanks. Let's give thanks to the Lord. Thank you, God, for your provision, for the good health, for answering our prayers, for the gift of the Holy Spirit, for your church, for all the big and small blessings, the blessings that we cannot see, for the plans, the good plans that you have for each and every one of us. Thank you for the good people around us. Thank you for our families, our family members. We thank you, God, even for trials, troubles. There's a purpose that you had allocated for us to pass through them all. Thank you, Lord. Remember all the good things that God gave you and give him thanks. We adore you, Lord. We worship you. Let us confess now our sin to God. We confess our sin. He is faithful and just. He will forgive us and He will purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus, that we can come before you confessing our sins, renouncing them, so we'll be accepted in the Beloved. Yes, O God, thank you for cleansing us as we renounce our sins before your presence, so that we can enter the most holy place. We have the confidence in approaching God that whatever we ask according to His will, He will hear us. Yes, O Lord, you say also in your promise, if my people who call by my name humble themselves and come and pray and forsake their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and I will heal the land. Yes, O God, as we confess our sin, we trust that you will heal the lands, you bestow your blessing, you release your blessing unto us. Once again, in the name of Jesus, restoration, revival that come from you. Let's come to the Lord and ask Him our needs, not wants. For your Father knows what you need before you ask. But we need to ask because God says, ask and you will receive. Let us come to God and ask Him our needs. Big needs or small needs, complicated needs, physical needs, spiritual needs, material needs, health needs, family needs. Yes, O God. Pray, ask the Lord your needs. Yes, O God. Thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Pray also now for your family, your husband, your wife, your children, your parents, your brother and sister. Pray for each and every one of them. God is here. He will hear our prayers. Pray for each and every one of them. Mention them in prayer. God is here and He will listen. Provide the needs, O God, for those whom we love, those of our family. O God, provide their needs. Those who are here and those who are in other places. Heal the sick, provide jobs, visas, provide educational ways. Provide, O God, material things to fill the needs, O God. Provide wisdom, Lord, to solve problems. Let's pray for our brothers and sisters, those whom you know, and you know that they have problems, they have certain need. Let's pray now for them. Carry each other's burden, and in this you will fulfill the law of Christ. Hear our prayer, Lord. Hear our prayer for our brothers and sisters. Help those who are in need, in the name of Jesus. Answer our prayers for them. Heal the sick. Provide. Solve problems. Deliver them from the evil one, in the name of Jesus. Let's pray for our countries back home, from where we came, from the cities, and that God has given us birth in these places. Pray for them that they will know God, there will be peace, and the word of God will be preached in these places. And commit yourself also to the Lord to preach His word in such places. Yes, O God. We pray, O God, for peace for these places, the countries that we came from. India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Middle East, Asia, Africa, America. Lord, hear our prayer. We pray, O God, in the name of Jesus, that we will preach your word, O God. Open their eyes and mind, understanding to receive the word of yours in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Lead us and guide us. We pray for Iraq, we pray for Syria, we pray for Kuwait, pray for Oman. Let's pray for the places that the church has extended. Pray for UAE and the other places that God has extended His church. That God will prosper that place as prosper we too will prosper. Yes, Lord. We pray for prosperity of the places that your church has extended. Here in UAE, in Oman, in Kuwait, in Sri Lanka, in India, in Indonesia, in Philippines, America, Australia. Lord, we pray, O God, that prosper these cities and countries, O God. Let be peace so that your church, your people who are located there, our brothers and sisters, the families, the congregations, the individual members will prosper too, in the name of Jesus. Hear our prayer and guide us. O God, to preach your word. We pray for the leaders, salvation upon them. We pray for the price to be reduced. We pray for reduction of all the cost of living, the rents, and also documentations and the fees for residencies and other expenses and other fees of the government, O God. Reduce it, O God. Make it reasonable so we can afford, O God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for your provision for your church that everywhere it stand. I pray for favor that comes from you and from man. I pray for increase. Let's pray for the church to expand. Let's pray for more people to be reached out. Let's pray for more people to be filled with the Holy Ghost. more people to be water baptized, more workers to be raised up to serve the Lord. Thank you, God. Hear our prayer. Bless your church. Tell him, Lord, here am I, Lord. Fill me, refill me once again with the Holy Ghost and send me. I am willing to serve you. I am willing to do the work of yours in the name of Jesus. Oh God, raise up evangelists, teachers, prophets, pastors to do the work of yours, oh God. Send us to the lost souls, oh Lord. And Lord, I pray, raise up workers, oh God. Send laborers into your field, oh God. Send workers with us and send us to people who are in need of yours in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Send us faithful people and send us to faithful people to work together so that your name and only your name will be glorified. In the name of Jesus. Let's pray also for the worship today. Oh God, we pray for a real communion with you. Oh God, that we'll meet you face to face as we worship you, as we sing to you, as we pray, oh God, as we hear your word, O God, as we commit our life, I pray, O God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord, that the anointing shall fall from heaven upon us, will be refilled, O God, will be healed, will be strengthened, will be encouraged to continue, Lord, to save you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Anoint us. Anoint the worship and all the service. Let your name and only your name be glorified. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all stand. And let us worship the Lord. We want to see Jesus lifted high. Lord, truly God, we want to see your name lifted high. In this place, in this land, in other lands, oh God. In the places that your name is not known, your word, not to preach. Lord, we want to see your name and your word will be preached. In Jesus' name. Amen. Oh God, you are more than enough for us. We thank the Lord and we bless you. We magnify your name. We adore you, Lord. Do not be afraid. The Lord, your God, is strong with his mighty arms. When you call on his name, he will come and save you. He will come and save you. And he will come to rescue you. Our God will surely come. He will come and save you. Yes, O God. Let me leave this Lord a prayer and proclamation and the good news for each and every one of us, that you will carry it also, O God, to the lost souls, to those sick, to those brokenhearted, to those who are fearful, to those who are in trouble. Let your voice clear, O God, run out, O Lord, all over the land, so that people will come and follow you and worship the true living God, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Do not be afraid.
God, our hope and our trust is only on you, O Lord. We trust you, God, that you will come, not only you save us, you will save also those whom we are reaching out, and you will help them, and you will save them, and you will deliver them. You will heal their wounds, and you will mend their broken hearted, and you will assure them, and you will strengthen them. O God, salvation belongs only to you. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood that shed on the cross of Calvary to open the way for us to reach God our Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Help us to proclaim your word and your name all over the world. With the power of the Holy Ghost. Trusting in you, O God, that you will continue to lead us victoriously, leading us from strength to strength, from stage to stage, till you come and take us with you, till we meet you in the clouds, hearing from you, well done, my good and faithful servants. I pray for perseverance, courage, provision, and protection upon your church and upon your people. I pray for each and every one of them to persevere, to continue to do your will and the very work of yours. We thank you, God, and we bless you. Lord, be with us with the rest of our service, with the word of God, with the giving, with the prayers, the fellowship. Let your name be lifted up. Let your name be glorified. And whatever your will in each and every one of us life, let be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's be sitting in God's presence. And let us read Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3. And verse 9 and 10 say, honor the Lord with the substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with a new wine. It's time for us to honor the Lord, to honor each and every one of us, to honor the Lord, to bring Him, to bring to Him what He had given us, good things and good substance. And shall the promise of God be fulfilled, that our barns will be filled with the plenty, and their presses shall burst out with the new wine. God loved the cheerful giver, and the more you give to God, He will bring it and He will give it back to you. You cannot outrun God. He will give you more than what you give to Him. God also loves a cheerful giver. Let's now collect our tithes and our offering and our first fruits and bring it to the Lord. Yes, O God. Lord, thank you for your love and your care. Thank you for all your people whom you brought today. Thank you for all what they brought to you from tithes and offerings and first fruit. I pray, O God, let your promise be fulfilled, O God, that their barns shall be filled with plenty. And all their presses, the places that they have to be burst out with the new wine, the Holy Ghost, the spiritual gifts, in addition your provision for protection, the good health upon them. Oh God, I pray, oh God, open the floodgates of heaven and bless your people and rebuke whatever devour in their life. Let everyone know they are blessed by you. And Lord, I pray that you bless this amount of money, multiply it and use it to meet all the needs of your church and your people. In the name of Jesus, O God, we have no one but you that we rely, O God. Our eyes is on you, O Lord. You will be the one to meet all the needs. We trust you, O God. You have done that in the past and in the present and even in the future, until you come, because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Thank you, God. Let wisdom upon us who use it, so that will be also wisely distributed according to the needs. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's continue today, speak about how to hunger and thirst for righteousness, and we continue to learn from the scriptures. We caught what Jesus spoke to the Pharisees, and he mentioned to them the blood of the righteous Abel and the blood of the righteous Zechariah. And we started last week to speak about what Abel did. We'll continue today discussing what is the righteousness that Abel did. We have our text from the book of Matthew, chapter 5. We will read again what Jesus said on his sermons on the mountain. Chapter 5, verse 6, when he say, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." So, the more we hunger and thirst for righteousness, the more we'll be filled, ultimately, to eternal life. We learn the righteousness from the scriptures. We learn the righteousness also, how to hunger and thirst for righteousness, from the life of Jesus. And we learn how to hunger and thirst, how to hunger and thirst after righteousness from the life of the righteous people that the scripture mention and narrate their stories and what they did. And let's go to the book of Genesis. Book of Genesis, chapter 4. And we will read verse 1 to verse 8 about Abel. How he commanded as a righteous man. Book of Genesis, chapter 4, verse 1 to 8. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, "I have gotten a man from the Lord." And she again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock, and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, "Why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him." And Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. Let's pray. God, thank you for your word that you speak to us today through the scriptures. And we pray that you anoint my lips and put verses and statements to preach your word, to encourage your people, to be a teaching and guidance to us and warning. We pray also for people to be saved, workers to be raised up, full amend their ways and receive wisdom from you, O God. We pray also that the fear of yours shall be upon your church and your people, those who are here, and those who are in other places, O God. Open their mind and eyes to understand scriptures, and let them apply it in their life. We thank the Lord, and we bless you. We magnify, we adore you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. What he say here in verse 4, the second part of it, he say, "And the Lord had respect unto Abel and unto his offering." And in verse 5, But unto Cain and his offering he had not respect. Now, God accepted the offering of Abel because he accepted him as a righteous man. And he had brought his offering and gift to God. He brought it through grace and faith unto God. But Cain did not have such respect from God because what was inside him does not see that he's a righteous person. In the book of Hebrews, in the same way, when we come to God, if we want God to respect us, then we should amend our ways. We should know what to give to God. And we should know also that our motive is very clear to the Lord. God will have respect on us and what we give if we live in a righteous way and set our priorities in a righteous way. In the book of Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 4, say, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifices than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. Now what are the things that what Abel did from giving the most excellent sacrifice he obtained from God? He obtained first a witness that he was righteous. Now when we understand what is righteous means, that he is accepted, he is justified, he is sanctified, and he is accepted to be a child of God. And also when he say that God testify of his gift, God can see that he offered and he brought his gift to God out of faith and out of believing and out of obedience to God. Abel, what he get also as a privilege to what he gave, he say the last part of it, and by it he being dead, yet speaketh. The way that Abel offered and gave to God what he brought of the firstlings of his flocks and the fat, what he brought, the quality of what he brought, the good quality of what he brought, that make of him a testimony that even he is dead, what he gave was a sermon that all over it is preached all over days and generations, even till now, till the Lord will come and take us. Abel is the first one mentioned in the Bible who brought his first fruit to the Lord. Let's go to Genesis chapter 4. And read verse 4. And Abel he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And in verse 5, and verse 3, and in the process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. You see, it's not about the fruit of the ground. It's not the fruit about the fruit of the flock. But Abel make it a point that the first fruit I will come to give it to the Lord. Cain has not put God first in his life. He brought the fruit. We don't know this is second year or third year or the extra fruit, but very clear from Abel's life, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock. He has a flock, and when they give birth to the new babies, he brought this, the first one. He did not eat, but he gave it to the Lord. Abel is the first one who mentioned in the Bible, he gave to the Lord his first fruit. Abraham is the first man mentioned in the Bible that he brought his tithes to the Lord. Most of them are different entities. But the question, did Abraham give his first fruit to God? Yes. In the book of Genesis, the first fruit of Abraham that God required him to give is his only one son that he loved. Abraham was willing, you see here when you put God first, Abraham was willing to give his only one son. You know, in the book of Genesis chapter 22, you see here, a certain time, the scriptures, it is written inspired by the Holy Spirit. You see what God asked Abraham? In verse 2, 22 verse 2, and he said, take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and give thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. You see, I really want explanation. When he say, take now thy son, thine only son Isaac. We know that before Isaac is Ishmael, but God said to Abraham, thine only son. So he's telling him, you have only one son, and that you give to me. Did he give his first fruit or no? He gave it, right? It's easy to give all his money, but his own son. He was willing to give it to God. We learn from the scriptures. Now, for us today, what we can learn from these scriptures. You know, first, I do understand that God had made a way for sinners, including me, to come and worship Him. Amen? We are having a way for us open to come and worship God. Because Abel and Cain, both of them, they have the privilege to come and worship. They are accepted. Come. Second, we need to understand that we are accepted not by any work, but by the blood of Jesus. And Jesus, he is the only begotten Son of God, and He is the first fruit raised from the dead. God, before He asked us to give our first fruit, He gave His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Through Jesus Christ, we can reach God. Not only we can come to God, but it is a privilege in our favor. You know, sometimes we are burdened. Oh, we go to church, and church becomes sometimes a burden to us. You know, it's a privilege to come to worship God. It is a privilege and it is a favor that God has given to us. And this is a big ministry also. It is a good achievement. Many, they don't value that they are part of a church. But it's a big privilege, because all which we do is in God's sight clear. Now, as Abel brought his first fruit to God, if we long to be in the righteousness that God wants us, we need to do the same. If we accept Jesus as our Savior and Lord, Jesus gave his life in full to God. He came to do God's will. And as we accept him as our Savior and Lord, as God gave his only one son, we need to give our first fruit and our first best to God. What is the act of giving the first fruit? We'll go through the scriptures to understand it, so we can apply what we learn from the life of Abel. Why Abel? He brought the firstlings of his flocks. Let's go to the book of Exodus. The Lord, when he brought his people out of Egypt, when he said in the book of Proverbs, honor the Lord. Book of Exodus chapter 13 and verse 1 and 2. Before he brought his people, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, sanctify unto me all the firstborn, whatever openeth the womb among the children of Israel, both of man and of beast, it is mine. God clearly told him before the Exodus, where before that, when they slaughter the Passover lamb and they sprinkle the blood, and the angel of God on that night passed over Egypt and he put to death the firstborn of man and the firstborn of beast, but he spared the firstborn of Israel, animal and man. We bring the first fruit because that is the command of God. Based on our cherishing what God did in our salvation. We know that salvation by the blood of Jesus. And at the time of Passover, time of Moses, was the blood of the Lamb. And even today we are saved by the blood of the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. So it is an act of faithfulness, and it is an act of gratitude toward what God had did toward us. And let's read verse 12 and 13 from the same chapter. He said to him, that thou shalt set apart unto the Lord all that openeth the matrix, the firstborn, and every firstling that cometh of a beast, which thou hast, the male shall be the Lord's. The firstlings, the first one, it has to be to the Lord. That's what Abel did. He offered from his first. He put God first. He's waiting for the lamb. Maybe have four or five. Once they will give birth, he will not eat. He will bring to the Lord. He make it a priority. Cain does not care about it. And we get the difference. When we put God first priority, our attitude toward God will be completely different. Okay. You know the Israelites, when they have male baby, they will redeem it. There's amount of money they will redeem. They can't slaughter it. They give it to the Lord. They exchange it with the money. Book of Psalms. Psalm 105. Psalm 105. So the fault of Cain, not because he brought vegetable, no. It was not the first fruit. Not his, God was not his priority. Psalm 105. There are a lot of priorities, like my family, my parents, priority my job, priority my wife, priority that my car, priority my daughter, my son. That all should come after God. Psalm 105 and verse 36 and 37. You see, he smote also all the firstborn in their land and the chief of their strength. He brought them forth, his people also, with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. God killed in the Egyptian side the firstborn, animal and beast. But his people, he brought us with silver and gold. He brought them with a blessing, and he also brought them that no one feeble person among their tribes. He gives them good health and strength. And in Psalm 78, verse 50 to 52, you say he made a way to his anger. He spared not their soul from death, but gave their life over to the pestilence. And he smote the firstborn in Egypt, the chief of their strength in the tabernacle of Ham. Egyptian came from Ham. He killed their firstborn by the Passover angel. But made his own people to go forth like sheep, and guided them in the wilderness like a flock. Now here's the point. We need to remember the deliverance and the salvation of God for us through Jesus Christ. And we need to put him first in everything. And one way to express that, when we put him first in our finances, in our giving, in our life. Remember, Abel did not give his first fruit only. He gave also his own life fully to God. If you would ask me why I'm here because I have given my life fully to God. And going back to the book of Exodus chapter 13. So he gives them good health, right? He gives them strength. How we can work and we earn without strength? Amen? Who gave us strength? God? Or no? Or the medicine we are taking or the food that we are taking? It's God. In Exodus chapter 13, we need to commemorate that. We need to remember these things. Put in our mind and eyes. In Exodus chapter 13, verse 14 and 16, and it shall be when thy son asketh thee in time to come, saying, why is this that thou shalt say unto him? But they ask him, why we need to give the first fruit? We need to teach our children, we need to teach the disciples. That thou shalt say unto him, by strength of the hand, the Lord brought us out from Egypt, from the house of bondage. God brought me from bondage, from death, from darkness into the light through the blood of Jesus. And it came to pass, when Pharaoh would hardly let us go, that the Lord slew all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both the firstborn of man and the firstborn of beast. For I sacrificed to the Lord all that opened the matrix, the firstborn. All that opened the matrix, being males, but all the firstborn of my children I redeem. And it shall be for a token upon thine hand, and for frontlets between thy eyes. For by strength of hand the Lord brought us forth out of Egypt. God saved us by His own hand, by His own blood, the Lord Jesus Christ. He saved us by His own blood. He did the mighty things for us. And that's why today we are called to give our first and best to Him. That's why we bring our first income. You know, in my country, we have a tradition that the first salary we have to give to the Father. The Bible speaks the same, but to Heavenly Father. I don't think in your countries, they do the same, the first salary given to the Father? Or they will buy with the first salary, they will get the whole salary, they will buy with the whole salary the gift to the Father. The Bible speaks that we need to give it to the Lord. That's why we give our first salary, our first increase, our first month salary of every year, we give it to God. Because that's the first fruit. It belongs to Him. We learn from the scriptures. In the book of Exodus chapter 22, chapter 22 and verse 29 say, thou shalt not delay to offer the first fruit of the ripe fruits, the first of the ripe fruits, and of thy liquors. The firstborn of thy son shalt thou give unto me. But the word here that I want to take, you should not delay. Thou shalt not delay to offer the first of. And this. You should not delay in it. That was the real difference between Abel and Cain. Abel, when he came, he knew that God knows the first fruit. He knows what is the best. How I can give him something less? But Cain, when he came to the Lord, he just brought anything that he can bring, just to, at least I give. But that is not what God expects from us. The way to hunger and fear, to hunger and thirst for righteousness, we learn from the scriptures, from those where before us, we learn it also from Jesus Christ's life and from what is written in the scripture about those righteous men that the Bible speak about. I will not go deep today in the first fruit, God's willing, next Friday. I will continue now speaking about how Abel lived a righteous life. You know, to be a righteous person, because we need to apply it in our life. To be a righteous person, you will be exposed to be attacked. Abel was invaded by his brother. When we give our life and our best to the Lord, we will not be spared of envy and jealousy and work of devil and people against us. Will be exposed to be persecuted. As Jesus was persecuted, as Abel was also persecuted. We need to understand that. But also, we need to trust God that He will deal with those who are going to persecute us and fight against us. We don't need to be disturbed how to deal with them and how to clear our hearts from grudges towards them. God is going to deal with them. In book of Genesis chapter 4, look like you are scared. Don't be scared. It's the word of God that God is responding to us. Are you scared? From God or from Cain? Book of Genesis chapter 4 and verse 10 to 12. And he said, what hast thou done? This God is speaking to Cain. The voice of thy brother's blood cries unto me from the ground, and now art thou cursed, and now art thou cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shall thou be in the earth. You get the point here? The heir that have received the blood of Abel, the blood of Abel cried to God. The blood of Abel was received by the land. God, what God said to Cain, what he would do to him? God told him, what is his punishment? That the earth, it shall not yield unto thee her strength. That is in verse 12. Have you got the point here? When we withhold the first fruit of giving our life to God, what will be happening? The earth that we live on, the earth will not bring her strength to us in the production and the blessing that God would give to us. That is how God will deal with those who would persecute us because we love God. You know, the scriptures speak that the first fruit is given to the priest. The purpose, because the priest would teach the people of God. The priest had been set aside. Their living was based according to the scriptures, based on the first fruit that the people will give. They would teach the people not to rebel like the Egyptians who rebel against God. Now, let's go back. When the people, they withhold their first fruit, or they intentionally withhold their first fruit. This is basically with a rebelliousness against God. We respond it more clear. God's willing, next Friday. But let us see the difference. I'm just expounding the difference between Abel, who was a lamb, was willing even to be killed, executed. But God's vengeance was upon those who did this. And also, what we learn from the story of Abel, that even he is dead, but he still speaketh. The same. Our life testimony, not only to be a good example to the people around us, but even after we depart, it will be a good motivation for others to know and follow. Let us be reminded, according to Hebrews chapter 12, certain time we focus on Abel and Abraham and Moses and David, but we forget to focus on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hebrews chapter 12, and verse 24, speaking about the blood of Jesus, the blood of sprinkling. And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, he is the first fruit of God. Through him, we can reach the Lord. And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. Now, God does not want us to follow Abel. He wants us to follow Jesus. And Jesus recommends what Abel did when he rebuked the Pharisees. So not only the first four, but how about your life? Have you given it to the Lord? How about your plans? Have you given it to the Lord? How about your desires, your wishes? Have you given it to the Lord? This is, you answer God. About Jesus, in the book of Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 7, because we are challenged. This is not only he gives his first fruit, he gives his life willingly to the Lord. Then said, Lord, I come in the volume of the book, it is written of me to do thy will, O God. Jesus came to do the will of God. And in the book of Psalm, chapter 40, verse 7 to verse 10, we are challenged to live a righteous life by doing the very will of God. Psalm 40, verse 7 to 10. Then said, Lo, I, Lo, that is Jesus, I come in the volume of the book, it is written of me. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, the law is within my heart. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips, O Lord, thou knowest. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. Let's all stand. God has done his part. We need to do our part. To live a righteousness, to preach righteousness, to be set example, to give the first our life, our heart, the plans. Finances will come. About giving finances, that will not come unless you give first your life. When you give fully your life to the Lord, your plans, your desire, your wish, when you give it fully to God, then you will be able to give everything to Him. Commit yourself to the Lord. Pray. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your word. Lord, I desire to honor you. Lord, I don't want to look at me with no respect as you look to Cain. God, I cannot bear that. I repent, O God. I made my ways. I'm willing to give you all my life without reservation once again. Lead me, O God, to do thy will in full, to preach righteousness and to live righteousness. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Lead me, Lord, in the way of righteousness. Come to the Lord. We bless you, Lord. We magnify you. We adore you, Lord. Lead us in the way of righteousness. In Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Come to God, and as you sing this song, give your life fully to Him. Give your heart, your desire, your soul, your spirit, your body, put it all in the hand of God. Thank you, God. We bless you, magnify you, we adore you. Oh God, bless us. Bless everyone, oh God, who comes to you, oh God, willing to give you his life and all that he has for your name's sake. Bless, oh God. Bless each and every one of us. Bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us. Keep us, Lord, from harm, so that you will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.